Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Avoidance. Have you ever thought about the things that you avoid in your day-to-day life? I know there's certain things that I avoid like the plague, because they frighten me. They take me out of my comfort zone, and I'm not a really happy camper about it. And I'm not talking about drugs and alcohol and killing people. I'm talking about the things that we avoid that scare us the most. And sometimes these things that we avoid directly because they relate to our innermost fears. And in order to work through those innermost fears, we have to actually do these things that we're trying to avoid. And I think it's interesting because we as humans, you know, have the people-pleasing gene. Many of us do. We want to please everybody, want to make everybody happy and love us and sing kumbaya and give us the Medal of Honor every time we walk in the door. But that's just not going to happen. No matter how much we try to be liked and not stand out in a crowd and do what we think is the right thing to do, we're still going to be unliked by some people. So why not step up to the plate and say what we feel, and do what we feel, and say what we mean? And I'm not talking about burning every bridge in town, okay? But what I am talking about is being honest, being healthy, being authentic, and you know what that means? It means putting ourselves out there. And when I'm talking about putting yourself out there, I'm not talking about for something crazy. But I'm talking about putting yourself out there for your beliefs, for your values, for the change that you want to see in the world. Because, you know, in all honesty, when we don't put ourselves out there and we don't stand up for what we believe, we basically lower our vibrational level and we basically become what? Become a follower. And we become this follower through years and years of our life where we eventually feel regret and distress and anger because the world around us is not what we want, and we didn't stand up to change anything. And I understand where you are, because I'm there sometimes too, where I stand up for my beliefs a lot, and I stand up for my values a lot, but I don't do it all the time. I don't do it all the time when you're in a crowd of people and everybody apparently, I think like two people maybe, or maybe one person is talking one thing and saying one thing and assuming everybody else feels that way, or bullying everybody into acting as if they feel that way, or all of us are too scared to talk up. And I've been there before where one person talks about their political views and you kind of just go, well, I don't really want to have a fight here. You know, I don't really want to fight over this. But, I mean, do I just stay quiet when they're berating my ideas or my values? So where do you draw the line, and where do you step up to the plate and do and say what you feel and what you mean? Because I feel that when you're an educated individual, and obviously you are to be listening to Live Your True Life Perspectives, you have a values and beliefs, and you are one of those people that because you are constantly growing and learning, your perspective is constantly morphing and augmenting and changing in a really cool way. And because you're being really free flow about things, and sure, you can be conservative, you can be whatever, but the thing is that you can see other people's perspectives. It might not change yours, but you're open to see it. But at the same time, you want to have the same reciprocity. You want other people to listen or to correspond with what you have to say as well. And I think oftentimes you find yourself in a situation where that's not the case. You can't talk for yourself. You can't say anything, or at least you feel like you can't, because you don't want to burn any bridges. You don't want to upset anybody, and you want to stay the status quo, because you what? You don't want to stand out in a crowd. And so let's talk about this avoidance. I avoid things, not all the time, not all the time. I'm one of those people that if, I don't know, I can fly by the seat of my pants, but my beliefs are deep, and I believe in them, and I have changed my core beliefs throughout time, because I've learned and I've lived, and I haven't just taken for face value what my parents told me or what elders told me. No, I went out there and learned and really got the knowledge to understand, and that says something. And I think it's frustrating when I meet people who take things for face value without really questioning them, but also someone that takes things for face value from one source only. And I find that frustrating too. And the reason why I find it frustrating is I pride myself on knowledge. I pride myself on, you know, drinking and eating as much knowledge as I can from as much unbiased sources, and really taking those knowledge bits and putting them in a centrifuge and really focusing on those types of things and taking little tidbits of what I can see and really cross-referencing that with something else. And it really gets me to a spot that I'm very thankful for, and I'm very aware of where I am. And I think that when you surround yourself like people like that, you feel less fear, less anxiety, and less avoidance. But that's in your best case scenario. I mean, that's not going to happen all the time. It's like finding your soulmates and hanging out with your soulmates every single day of your life. Probably not going to happen. You might have married a soulmate, and that's cool. There are others on the planet, I'm sure. But you know what? It's like being around people that think exactly like you or have that same thought process or are very open and honest. You're not going to find that everywhere. So what do you do when you're not in best case scenario? What do you do? And I think when you begin to analyze that and we understand where avoidance comes from and why we as individuals do avoid putting ourselves out there, it makes it easier for us to understand our plight. It makes it easier for us to understand what's next, what we need to do, what frightens us and why it frightens us, and what are our innermost fears. Because I believe that our innermost fears started at an early age. Our innermost fears started at an early age, and I think that the more we realize that, the more we understand why we probably avoid certain things. Recently, I had a client in my office, and I guess back in high school, he ran for a student council position. I think it was like vice president or something like that. And I guess he didn't even get close. And he has the opportunity to run for something really big right now. Really big. And not small time, but, you know, real big. And I guess he's scared because he just is scared. He doesn't know what to do because what if things happen the same as they did that time? And, you know, the neat thing about being a therapist is that, yeah, you understand, like, the clinical side of things. But when you've actually experienced firsthand what somebody's telling you and talking about, you can really add to the flavor and the flow of the honest conversation. And when I was in high school, I ran for a student council position of sergeant at arms. Yes, I ran for sergeant at arms because I thought it sounded cool, okay? And I knew that most women were not going to be the sergeant at arms. And I don't think any woman had ever been the sergeant at arms in my high school history ever. And guess what? I wasn't going to be the first sergeant at arms either. So I'm just giving you the end of the story. That's a spoiler. Spoiler alert to what's going on. But really, honestly, yeah, I didn't win. And I campaigned. And I got pretty good amount of votes, and I think I ended up losing by 12 votes total. And yeah, that hurt me. I wanted to be sergeant at arms. You know, but I was running for something that won. No girl had ever won. Why I did that, I'm not really sure. I could have probably run for secretary and won pretty easily. Maybe not, but it would have been probably a, more of a slam dunk than the sergeant at arms. You know, it was like, you know, applying for the bouncer position at the club when you're 100 pounds. Probably not going to get the job. But you know what? Yeah, I can feel where he was. I can feel where my client is and where, how he feels and how that impacts his life now as an adult. Because, yeah, it impacted me, but I had to get over it. And, yeah, there was some time where I was like, well, I'll never run for another position. But you got to get back up. And a lot of the fears that we have, the things that we avoid, are the things that we actually got to do in life. We got to do to overcome adversity. We have to do it to be able to look at ourselves and say, hey, I did that. And I have the ability to do that. I can do anything. That's what I'm talking about. And that's the thing that really connects you with the concept of living your life, living your true life, and overcoming the fears that get in the way of us living the life we deserve to live. I mean, heck. I mean, life, well, it's kind of short this lifetime. And so we might as well do what we want to do. What else are we going to do? Just like turn back around and be like, I can't do it? I mean, hey, you might not win, but if you went for it and you tried for it, did you really lose? I don't think so. I think we only lose when we're too scared to put ourselves out there. Check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com. In the search bar, put Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, B-E-R-G-E-S. Click on that. Watch the latest videos and listen to some of the latest podcasts. Live Your True Life Perspectives. With your host, me, Ashley Burgess, we'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-day challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? 15,000, maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This episode of Live Your True Life Perspectives is brought to you by Gamefly. Gamefly lets you rent over 8,000 games and movies with no due dates and no late fees. For a free 30-day trial, including one game rental, visit gameflyoffer.com/Ashley. That's gameflyoffer.com/Ashley. Today I'm talking about the things that we fear, the things that we avoid in our life. And I'm not talking about going out, going crazy, you know, drinking, smoking. I'm talking about the things that we avoid that can actually better us. The things that actually frighten us, they innermostly frighten the crap out of us. And those are the very things that we actually need to be doing, but we're avoiding because we're scared. We're scared of what could happen. We're scared of the future. We're scared of everything. And these are our innermost fears. You know, one of our biggest fears, one of my biggest fears, I think, throughout life, and something that I've conquered over time, and it's something I've really worked through, and it's something that you would want a good qualified therapist to have worked through, is putting yourself out there. I've worked real hard on doing that and putting myself in positions that are scary and are frightening in a good way. Okay, I'm not talking about putting yourself in a bad situation, okay? Not in some dark alley at 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm talking about, and you know what I'm talking about, putting yourself out there and for a beneficial reason, but it scares you. A good example is giving a speech in front of a crowd. You know, doing something to inspire, but you have to get in front of 200 people to do it. That can be frightening. That can be scary. That can be overwhelming to some, so traumatic to some people that you don't do it. And I understand where that trauma comes from. That's something I work with my clients. I work with that stress and that fear and that innermost fear to overcome that and to work on that, because a lot of times we're held back because of our fears. We're held back because of the things that we fear the most. And those things that we fear the most can be the most beneficial. So I was talking about putting ourselves out there, putting yourself out there because of your beliefs, positive beliefs, your deep beliefs, the things that really connect with your being. When you put yourself out there because of your values, because of your value system, because of your deep, honest, positive, amazing beliefs, sometimes this can be a big need for change within the area that you live, within the place that you reside, within your organization, within your city, within your town. Change when we go into what's right and what's reasonable and what's justified, when we are a voice of positive change, we sometimes won't always get a standing ovation. Some people might not even want to be around us. But being there and standing up for what we believe in is so important. And it's small things. It's, you know, a good example is you might not have to go up and go to a podium and stand in front of 150 or 5,000 people at a big stadium and tell people your honest and true beliefs. You probably won't have to ever do that. If you do, that's cool. But I think I'm talking more about the situations where you're in a group of people, or you're at a dinner party, or you're at an event, or you're whatever, and you're hanging, you're at the office, and someone kind of makes a comment or starts talking about stuff that you might be adamantly against. You might be actually even a little bit angry that they brought it up. You might actually be hurt that they brought it up, and you can sit there and be quiet and step back and be the wallflower. Or you can have some positive, you can add some positive perspective to the conversation. I've been that person where I just left the conversation. I've been that person that got quiet and didn't say anything during the conversation. I've also been that person that positively added a little antidote or a comment, a positive comment, but one that redirected to some sort of truth or redirected to a different thought process than the road that they were heading down. And then I've done the complete opposite, where I said exactly how I felt, no matter how it freaking sounded. I don't know how happy everybody was. Some people probably weren't that happy, and some people might say that, well, you know, Ashley, you kind of stepped over a boundary of some sort. But it's finding that equal spot, but it's also doing what you feel is right. And I'm not saying going around being explosive to people, telling everybody, this is the way the cow ate the cabbage and you will shut the heck up. No, it's more like, you know, I don't believe that we have to be quiet when other people are telling you how they believe and orchestrating that. And I'm very good with listening to how other people believe. I'm very good with it. I've worked at it. I've worked years and years at it. And I'll give you a good example. This is a very easy example. Many of you have a deep belief in God, right? And I'm sure you have an acquaintance or somebody at work that has come to you and said, I don't believe in it. God doesn't exist. Show me the evidence. And you've either gone down that rabbit hole trying to show them the evidence and ended up in a shouting match, okay, or you didn't. And some of you might have gone down that road years ago because of your deep belief, and so that person said they didn't believe, and you were trying to, well, according to this and according to that, and you were trying to, you know, scientifically or however you needed to prove it, you did, or you tried to, and that person still did not recognize that. Other times you might have just been like, you know, willy-nilly crazy, you know, yelling and screaming and preaching. Other times you might have said, hey, I really don't want to discuss it. The last time that I came in contact with that, I said that I respect how you feel as far as not understanding. And I can see that maybe that's a problem. But this is my response to the situation is that, hey, I love you and I care about you and I love you as a soul and as a good person and as a person. I mean, however, you know, in life, once we begin to realize who we are and we begin to find the love within ourselves and we internally begin to love ourselves as an honestly, authentically true person, that means you have to become a friend of yourselves and you have to treat yourself with respect and love and you have to treat your body and your mind and your spirit with love and respect. And when you begin to do that all the time, not just every other hour, but all the time, you begin to radiate this love, and then you begin to understand how you can, at a soul level, you don't have to love everything that people say or do at all, ever, but at a soul level, you love them as a person, as the spirit that inhabits that body. And then when you realize that, then the concept of God is obvious and absolute. And that was my response, and I said, hey, I love you, and I care about you, but that's it. I don't need to argue about something that I already know the truth about. Okay? That's fine. I mean, other people can have different opinions and different perspectives. That's great. But I know that that's my perspective, and I don't need to argue with him to prove my perspective. However, I specifically explain my perspective right then and there in a very positive manner, in a very, very positive manner, that if he was to understand that and grasp that, that is like 20 years of work right there that I instrumentally did throughout my whole life. And that is the biggest challenge that we have as human beings. And I think people don't realize that. They don't realize that one of the biggest challenges is loving yourself by being your best friend to yourself, overcoming the things that we put ourselves down, get rid of that inner critic through lots and lots of practice and work by rewriting that negative record, and then eventually being able to pat ourselves on the back, to love ourselves, to take care of ourselves without anybody looking or anybody there, and then to keep continuing to nurture that relationship and realizing that your relationship with yourself is the most important relationship that you will ever have. What I just said was golden and true. The relationship with yourself is the most important relationship that you will ever have. And once you realize that, that's the game changer. That's the game changer. And so when I return, I'll be talking about the other things that we avoid. We avoid falling in love sometimes. We avoid going after a position of authority. And we sometimes avoid being the underdog or championing the underdog. And we always, most often, not always, not never, right? Oh, never say always, never say never. We're not a big fan of being different, original, and standing alone. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. If you'd like to contact me, if you'd like to be on the show, if you'd like to advertise on the show, if you'd like to come in and see me as a therapist or your life coach, click on the contact page on AshleyBurgess.com. Send me a message. I'll get back to you in 48 hours. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas. Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This episode of Perspectives is brought to you by Gamefly. Gamefly has over 8,000 newly released and classic games available for rent for one low monthly fee. As a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console and handheld games as you want and get them delivered right to your mailbox. Games are shipped on the actual game release date, and you can rent classics and newly released games for almost every game platform. If you love the game and you don't want to send it back, you can keep it at a heavily discounted rate. And Gamefly will always send the original game case and manual at no extra charge. Popular Gamefly memberships is one disc plan for $15.95, two disc plan for $22.95. No contracts, no due dates, and no late fees. Instead of buying two or three games a year, sign up for a year's worth of Gamefly, rent as many games as you want. Visit GameflyOffer.com/Ashley to sign up for a premium 30-day trial, and that includes one free game rental. Once again, that's GameflyOffer.com/Ashley. Did you know that sometimes what we avoid directly relates to our innermost fears? And in order to work through those innermost fears, we have to do the actual thing that we're avoiding. I know. Life is crazy. It's a crazy scientist star life. No, seriously, it's the things that we really fear are usually, and I'm talking about the positive things, not the crazy go to a back alley at 2 a.m. in the morning and see if you get robbed or mugged or whatever. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, you know, wearing no seatbelt and doing 200 miles an hour down the highway. I'm talking about the positive things in your life that you can do. Like putting yourself out there for your values, your beliefs, for change. For falling in love. Some of us avoid the fact of falling in love, and that's because we haven't fallen in love or felt love for ourselves, but that's because we were hurt by somebody. And we were hurt by somebody, and what they really felt for us and what we really felt for them was not real love. It was infatuation, or it was like romance, but it wasn't true love for another soul, because it would have not ever ended badly. You might not be together or married, but you would still be friends. That's the way it is. But somebody hurt your feelings, and somebody did the wrong thing, and now you're scared. You know, I don't want to get hurt like that again. But you got to get back on. What happens when you fall off the horse? What do you got to do? You got to get back on the horse. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying to go from relationship to relationship and just, you know, going willy-nilly and not learning what went wrong in that relationship. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, you want to spend time outside of a relationship when it's over and really understand, you know, what was going on in that relationship that it didn't work. And most of the time, the reason, well, it all, not most of the time. The reason why relationships don't work is one, timing. Okay, timing. The second thing, though, is that we don't love each other. We don't love ourselves, and the other person doesn't love themselves, so they're going to treat us badly, or we're going to treat them badly. That's it. That's really it. That's it, besides death. That's about it, because, you know, think about it. And those are the reasons why. So, thinking about, okay, was timing a part of it? Did somebody die? Okay, that's a big deal, too. But one of us or both of us didn't love ourselves. We didn't understand ourselves. And so we didn't come into the relationship the right way with the right mindset and the right heart. Therefore, it's not going to work. And the timing is off. And that's why timing's off, is because when somebody actually comes around and realizes and does what's right and becomes that person and is awesome with themselves and it exudes who they are, when you see them later on down the road, you're like, God, I really missed out on that. Well, and that's not really true. Because it's all the right timing when we meet people, okay? I'm here to tell you, it might have worked out to some degree, but it wasn't meant to work out. Because oftentimes we either meet the person at the right time or the absolute wrong time. There's no shoulder time, you know, shoulder season, right? And that's why we think about the one that got away. Because it wasn't the right time. And it wasn't the right person. And so we can beat ourselves up over that every day and twice on Sunday, but is it worth it? And doesn't it just hold us back from actually finding love in our life? Yes. And we're supposed to find love with ourselves first, correct? Yes. How do you do that, Ashley? Well, you become your good friend. You begin to treat yourself like a good friend. And if you read my book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, both on paperback and paperback and digital on Amazon and my website, AshleyBurgess.com, day five is all about loving yourself. And you have to work up through it. Day one, two, three, four. You can't just leave those out too, because it's all crescendoing on each and every next lesson. And once you begin to realize this and you embark on this and you implement this on a daily basis, your life changes. It becomes awesome. And yeah, it's hard work. It's one of the hardest things you'll ever do, but it's one of the things that the happiest people have already done. And it's one of the things that the people that are the saddest have never done, have never taken the time to do. And it's not until their deathbed that they realize that they missed out on the most fortunate relationship they could have ever had. I'm just telling it to you straight. Okay? And that's the key. And I want you to look at your life and be like, man, my life is amazing. And I have this excellent relationship with myself. And the better your relationship is with yourself, the more you can see where people are coming from, good, bad, and indifferent. And you're able to, one, say, hey, you know, I love this person, but I don't really love their energy, or I don't really love where they're going, or I feel that they could do this or that. And once you realize that, and that's not a bad thing, okay? And when you also realize that you can love everybody on the planet, you're not romantically in love with them, it's two different things. You can love everybody on the planet, but I'm not talking about romantic love. A lot of us have this theory that the only way that you love someone is if you are in a romantic relationship or having sex with them. That is not the case. That is romantic love. That is not love. Love is altruistic. It's the thing that we're supposed to be doing all the time. It's the opposite of fear. When we open our heart to love on all levels, the love of humanity, the love for animals, the love for plants, the love for our lives, the love for who we are and what we're doing, all of a sudden our life blossoms and it becomes amazing. And it's a good time, and we experience what we're supposed to be experiencing really right now in technicolor, in amazement. You know, another thing that we avoid as humans is running or going after a position of authority. A lot of times we just don't want to deal with it. We don't want to deal with the headache. We don't want to deal with the stress. We don't want to deal with people trying to cut us down to size. We don't want to deal with somebody throwing stones at us. And we don't want to have to explain ourselves. And so oftentimes it's easier to work for somebody than it is to start it up on your own, knowing that the buck stops here and you're going to be the one that they come to blame. But you know what? Why not go after positions of authority if you believe that you can handle it? Why not push yourself? Why not do that? Because you know what? Sometimes you have to jump up to the plate to do what's right, even though it takes you out of your comfort zone. It takes you out of your comfort zone. It can be overwhelming. It can be stressful. It can be anxiety ridden. But those are all the reasons to do it. I mean, you only live in this body one time, right? So you might as well do something with it. I mean, heck, I mean, even if you don't get it, you got some stories to tell. And that's what matters. But also, it broadens you as a person. And you begin to realize that you're not really that fearful of anything. And once you realize that you're not fearful of anything, that changes everything. That changes absolutely everything. I consider that pushing ourselves ahead, propelling ourselves ahead, putting ourselves out there for the goodness of the greater good, really, right? Because usually when you're putting yourself out there in some sort of authoritative position, you're doing it because the status quo is not working. I mean, if you're doing it for the altruistic reasons, not just to, not for other reasons, but to do altruistic reasons because you see the necessary need. When you're doing that for the altruistic, good for everybody, good for the common good thing, you got to put yourself out there because obviously the system is not working. And that could be at any level. And when you do that for the right reasons, based on what's right to do, you're doing the right thing. No matter if you win, lose, or draw, you're still doing the right thing. And I'm not going to tell you that there aren't going to be people that want you to step down, that want you to not win, that might talk behind your back, that might make you feel bad. It's going to happen. When you put yourself out there, you give people grounds to talk. That's just how it is. Because they wish they were there. They wish they could pull it off. Or they're going to find fault in you because that's just the way some people are. And you got to overcome that and rise above that because it's hard. I'm not saying this is easy breezy and it's easy to do that. No, it's hard. But once you begin to do that, you begin to see and reap the benefits of living your true life. Check out Spreaker. Go to Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R, and listen to the latest podcasts on iHeart and Spreaker and Google Play. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time, and I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Did you know that sometimes what we avoid directly relates to something that's our innermost fears? And in order to work through those innermost fears, we have to do the things that we actually fear doing. And once we actually do these things and rise to the occasion, our life changes. It gets better. We get happier. Even if it doesn't always work out to the best case scenario, it does in the end. Right before the break, I was talking about how a lot of times we don't put ourselves in positions of authority or to run for positions of authority because we're scared, because we know we're not going to make everybody happy, because we know we're going to have a little backlash, because we know that there's going to be people in the corner talking about us, because that's how it is. When you put yourself in the public eye, people will do that. A lot of people will be on your side, but a lot of people won't. But I'm here to tell you one thing. The same people that are going to be supporting you, they're not going to lose. They're not going to lose, and you're not going to lose their support. On the flip side, the same people that don't like you now ain't going to like you then either, probably. So what difference does it make? You know, the fourth thing that we avoid is we avoid championing the underdog and being the underdog. We don't want to look lesser than, and we don't want to be out of place. And I think that directly correlates to the other thing that we don't like to do, the thing that scares us, the thing that we run from, is being different, being original, and being unique. That's one thing that humans don't like to do. We don't want one. We don't like change. Oh, God, not change. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. They moved my parking space. Oh, God. Where am I parking at? Oh, Lordy. Stress, anxiety, fear. Oh, where's the pill? I need a pill. Seriously, we don't like to stand out in a crowd. We don't like to be different. But that's the thing that we got to do. And I call that, instead of being different, being independent. I am an independent, doggone it, and I will be independent. I mean, I think it's cool. But it takes guts. But when you do it, you get glory. That's what's so cool about it. Yeah, you got to go over that hump of insecurity and stress and, oh my God, what are they going to say about me behind my back? Oh my God, I can see. Oh my God, John's over there already talking. I can see him. Oh, he's acting like he didn't see me. He's acting like he didn't see me. I'm waving over here. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Happens all the time. And you go, man, I'm putting myself out there and I'm getting my butt kicked. But are you really? Or is it just a few people that want to make stupid judgment on you because they're too scared to be that independent person? They're too sad and too scared, too stressed out to be that independent person. So they're going to find fault in you because they're actually internally angry that they don't have the ability to do it because they haven't found it within themselves. So instead of building you up, they're going to take you down because it's easier for them to build themselves up if they make fun of you. Seriously. And that's something that you want to think about in life. In what area of my life am I just agreeing with the status quo? At what area in my life am I just following the majority rule and just allowing them to do what they want? Because I don't want to stand up, because I don't want to take any criticism. Okay? Yeah, I don't like criticism either. I'm not like, yes, oh, I love criticism. Yay! Please critique everything I do and make fun of me. This is great. I love this. No, I don't love this. But I do what I need to do because I have to do what's right. If I file in a single file line and I let my own mind take over and tell me that it's going to be wickedly awful if I step up to the plate, that it's going to be wickedly awful and I'm going to be made fool of if I say anything, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life, because later on down the road, I will have wished that I had the guts to do it. I will have wished to have the guts to do what I need to do. If we have no guts, we have no glory. And that means facing people that don't agree. That means facing people that want to be your roadblock. That means dealing with adversity. And any time in life, you're going to have adversity when you step up to the plate and you stand up for what you believe in. You stand up for the underdog. You stand up for what's just right and reasonable. You're going to have it. And that's okay. But that's the way it is. And you know, it's interesting because once we diminish the adversity within ourselves, once we diminish the adversity within ourselves, life gets easier. Because we're not fighting two fights. Fighting two fights sucks. It does. Think about being in a fight on the street and you're hitting, and somebody else is coming after you. You're trying to, you know, push them away and you're also hitting yourself at the same time. It's not going to work out very well for you. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Most of us are doing that in our day-to-day life anyway. We're already beating the crap out of ourselves. We're already talking down about ourselves. And then when something comes up that we really believe in, we're scared. We're frightened. We're so stressed out. Oh my God. But that's what we need to be doing. We need to push ourselves out there and believe in ourselves. Because that's the only way we get anything done. That's the only way that we overcome these fears. That's the only way that we jump the hurdle. Jumping the hurdle is what matters. And you know, in life, we can win, lose, or draw on certain things, but does it really matter in the grand scheme of things? If you put yourself out there for something and it doesn't work out, I mean, I don't think you're going to be thinking about it for 5-10 years. You know, you might be thinking about it for a month. Was it that painful? Probably not. I mean, think about it. When we put ourselves out there, at least we don't deal with regret. What would have happened? What could have happened? Do you think it would have worked if I would have just done this or if I would have stayed in? And it's okay to stand out in a crowd. That's what we want to do. That's what we're supposed to do as human beings, to stand out, because we're human beings. We're being ourselves. If we're being ourselves, we're different. We're independent. Sure, we might have some of the same thoughts as other people. We might get along with some really great people and see eye to eye to some degree, but we are still individual, independent. You know, some of us might feel like we can get crucified or unliked, but does it really matter? Because the same people that are going to unlike you and not be happy with you and get angry with you, they're going to do that anyway. They're just not going to think that highly of you because you haven't made a stand. Think about that. And last but not least, we got to get rid of that people-pleasing gene. We got to be able to stand alone. When we get rid of that people-pleasing gene, all of a sudden we begin to live more. We don't sit there and, okay, yeah, whatever you say. Or, oh yeah, I agree with every word you say. No, you don't. And it's okay to not be a people-pleaser anymore. Because guess what? People aren't going to like you and people are going to like you. And that's what matters. And as long as you like you and you love you, that's it. And last but not least, it's okay, and it's cool, And when you finally are able to stand alone sometimes, it makes all the difference in the world. You're not alone. You have me and Live Your True Life Perspectives. If you'd like to ask me a question, go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me a note. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.